Well, we could be foolish. Maybe we should get out, you know, but someday a big one will come, and that'll be the last of us.
How many do you figure that you've gone through?
Oh, gosh. Let me think back over the years. Probably a dozen. At least a dozen. Yes. Went through about two in 1 year.
Really?
Yes. Maybe one in the spring, maybe one in the fall. I was a kid.
What's been the most damaging one here?
1947, I think, was the worst one. Because they had tornadoes also. Then the one that we had about 4 years ago did a lot of land damage. We lost about 30 feet of our land behind our house from the water. And also, too, there's one that hit in Mississippi and washed boats upon the beach. It's tore out miles and miles. You might have been along there, Bloxy, through there. Mm-hmm. A lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw down like some of the motels down here on the beach near Panama City.
Oh, yes. Bad shape. That was only last year, year before last.
Mm-hmm. Which hurricane was that?
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't remember. Is that how old were you, sir?
Could have been. That was one of them.
And what would be the term, say, if it's that you have, say that it's been very calm and the wind starts getting windier. What would you say the wind is doing?
I say the wind is building.
What if just the opposite happened?
The wind is decreasing.
Mm-hmm. And any other expressions that people around here might use?
By the wind? Mm-hmm. We used to say it's blowing a hurricane, you know, when the wind is blowing real hard. It's an expression we used quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A gale. Mm-hmm. We use the word gale, too, mm-hmm. quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Gale is used synonymously with hurricane.
Do you have any names for wind from a particular direction? What's
the
wind?
Yes.
What would they be?
Well, we have a nor'wester, sou'wester, a nor'easter, see? You cut off some of the, you shorten the word.
And you have that be from every direction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where do most of the big winds come from?
Okay, hurricane winds usually come out of the south, the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
It's according to what side you're on of the hurricane, see? It could reverse itself and come out of the north, too, you know.
Didn't know that.
Yep, if you're on the back side of a hurricane. A hurricane, you face the wind and point, that's why you point to the center of the hurricane. The wind blows you and it goes counterclockwise. If you face the wind, you can point to the eye of the hurricane, usually that's coming toward you, okay? The wind's coming directly from the east.
Mm-hmm.
If the strong winds come from the east, you're in trouble because the hurricane is directly south coming this way. But we can detect them according to how the wind's blowing. If the wind's blowing from the south, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say, because the hurricane is over there someplace.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can face the wind and point to the right. That's where the eye of the hurricane is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the eye of the hurricane, is that the dangerous part? Or the part?
No, that's a calm part. See, the wind is spinning around the center,
mm-hmm.
counterclockwise. If the eye goes over you, the wind shifts and it goes in the opposite direction. Or if it's blowing from the east, it'd be blowing from the west when it passed over you.
I was not aware of it. I picked up a lot of things.
And usually the back side of the hurricane is worse than the front side.
Can you tell about any kind of special clouds or anything?
Yes. Usually you have heavy rain beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the front because it moves in. So you have a low. You have lots of rain, so you can detect a hurricane. Clouds are black, low-lying black clouds. The whole sky is filled with clouds, swirling clouds.